Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Residents living in the Alpes-Maritimes will be subjected to further restrictions over the coming weeks as COVID numbers remain stubbornly high. Local officials have announced that the coming two weekends will be placed under lockdown conditions. Further details will be announced throughout the day. Concerns are also growing in the Moselle region, where figures are on the rise. The situation is such that the German government is considering classifying the area as a high-risk zone and insist on negative PCR tests for anyone wanting to cross the border. School canteens in Lyon will stop serving meat as of today in an attempt to speed up lunch service and thus improve health protocols. The Minister of Agriculture and Food, Julien de Normandie, has issued a tweet saying, "Stop putting ideology on our children's plates," and will be contacting the Préfet of the Rhône. A demonstration by local farmers is being planned against the action. A court will rule today on the compensation being claimed by the family of Alexa Daval, who was murdered by her husband Jonathan. Mr. Daval was found guilty of his wife's murder last November and was sentenced to 25 years in prison. A claim well into the thousands of euros is being demanded by the family. The hearing will begin in Vesoul this afternoon. Tensions are still running high in Burma 3 weeks after the military coup. Thousands of demonstrators have taken to the streets once again this morning. Disruption over the weekend resulted in two people being killed and 30 others injured when police opened fire. The UN has called for an immediate stop to the violence. And finally to rugby and news that COVID-19 has continued to spread within the first 15. It has been announced that five other players have now contracted the virus. Peato Mouvaka, Cyril Baye, Romain Taoufifanoua, Charles Olivon and Brice Dulin. This is particularly bad news for the Blues, who are due to play their first Six Nations match against Scotland in a week's time. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.